broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Cullman. Live 95 is Cullman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome. It's another Thursday night, and we're excited to be here. I am just...
Where's the pot roast?
None. You won't find it on this show, Jay. We are just going to be talking about some healthy things. And you know what? Our lifestyle is our medicine, and health is our wealth. And that's one of the things that we like to impress upon on this show. It's a passion of mine, and just living a happier, healthier life is where I feel like it's at. And I definitely, it's sort of, I would say, along the lines of a ministry for me now, of being able to share that with people and help them rise above and step out of the health concerns that they have. So we are just going to get right into it tonight. And my guest happens to be, oh my gosh, I would love to say that we met because of excellent circumstances. However, I have to say that I had gotten a speeding ticket and ended up going to traffic school. And
you mean that happens to other people besides me?
You know what? I tell you. And you know, after coming through going to driving school and learning everything that I did, I really think that I feel like everybody needs to experience it.
At least once.
Well, even, like, I think even every couple of years, because it's, things have changed so much in our world of driving.
Oh, that's true. But it's even more embarrassing when you look around in driving school and go, hey, I know you, and you, and you.
Huh, I didn't know
anybody.
Haven't
seen you since high school. It's like a family reunion.
I didn't know anybody in there. But the thing that's really cool is I was awakened to some of the healthy habits in that realm of just because of me changing my life over the past several years and learning that one of the healthy lifestyle habits that we can all do is to, when we get in the vehicle, fasten our seatbelt. And when I went and took part in this traffic school with Ed, I learned so much more of it has to do with just having healthy driving habits. And I think that currently the problem is we just all have a lot of bad driving habits. So anyway, Ed, welcome to the show and thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you, Sandy. And, it's amazing when you see the changes in the traffic from when I started driving back in the early 1970s, just like when you look at Cullman now, it's bumper to bumper. Every street you're on nearly, and it makes it a lot more scary for your own safety.
May I break in for just a moment?
Sure.
Since Ed is apparently new to Live 95, he's probably never heard this little promo that we play every now and then, so I wanted to introduce him. Listen up, Ed.
Okay.
Hey, Cullman. Here's a public service announcement from Live 95. That yellow light in front of you at the intersection? Contrary to popular belief, it doesn't mean speed up. It means slow down and prepare to stop. Just another friendly reminder from Live 95.
Amen.
We all need to be reminded every now and then.
We do. Well, it's interesting because I really wasn't even, I got the ticket and I knew I was speeding and I went to traffic school. And and sitting in there and really learning about what it means to be a distracted driver, I definitely was that in that moment. I didn't think about any of that until I sat into your class, Ed. And I was coming from a funeral. I was in a tight time frame trying to get back to where I needed to be because somebody was covering for me. And that's where my mind was. I wasn't even engaged in knowing how fast I was going. I was just in thought of the next thing. And I don't feel like I'm not a mindful person, but in that moment I wasn't mindful at all. And it really hit home with me sitting in your class, just hearing how that's driving distracted. And that's not the only, I mean, I know that let's talk about some of those other forms of distraction.
Well, you're just like everyone else out on the highways, and you don't really have any control over anybody else. You only have control over yourself. And when you look at the situation with the large amount of vehicles we have here, that just increases the chance something going wrong. So you've got to be defensively prepared to deal with things before you see it, you know, to be able to avoid something bad. I think what she wants me to go is kind of go into a detail a little bit about what are the six top reasons for car crashes. And the number one has moved into number one in the last 10 years is distractions. Mm-hmm. Number one cause of accidents. So, you know, we have so many things now that are, can be involved in during, while you're driving in the car, that can take your eyes, take your ears, take your constant thinking about the process while you're doing it, that can put you a lot closer to being in an accident.
Yeah, it's crazy. I just kind of feel like my eyes are wide open to it now, and I see it so much now after learning more about it. And it's kind of like we are in this own world inside our vehicle and not really thinking that much down the line. And I, one of the things I really enjoyed about your class was when you were talking to us about just driving and thinking what could happen, always being prepared about what might happen as we go along.
Well, just let me bring up something that just occurred today in Alabama for everybody's benefits out there, because in the state of Alabama today, it became official law that you cannot be using your cell phone. That's either texting or talking on the cell phone when you're driving. And I don't know how they're going to patrol it, but they can arrest you and give you a ticket for doing it. Now, we all know the number one hazard is taking your eyes off the road. There's many, many more, but taking your eyes off the road is number one. And when you get involved with your cell phone, and other things too can get involved, but, you're setting yourself out there on the edge of a cliff, something bad to happen. And I have researched this over quite a few years and see the number of young drivers' lives being cut short because of the effects of gadgets and things in the car and friends in the car. And parents, really, they're the ones that's going to have to control this more than law enforcement, because, mm-hmm. you know, that's one of those things that's hard to really patrol it.
Yeah.
The parents going to have to. But let me say this. I've been saying it for a number of years now that they're going to have to get to the auto manufacturers to somehow make it that the car will not operate. When the car is cranked and operating, these gadgets won't operate.
That'd be interesting to see. Yeah. People would probably freak out. Since the class, too, I've pretty much shut off the notifications on my phone and put it away. And because that was a distraction, just like bing, you know, yeah. You just hear that little bing ding.
Yeah.
Who wants to talk? Who texted? Who, you know, it is a definite distraction. Well, so then, aside, so that was not, that was just the number one, is the distracted distractions.
Yeah, it's the number one cause of wrecks. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, after that, placing in order is a lot of people probably want to think that driving under the influence, but it's actually third on the list. Fatigue is the number two reason. And we have a lot of people out there that's worked all day out in this hot weather we have now and driving home, going to and to work. We have a lot of people that don't get enough sleep at night to rest your mind. And fatigue can come in a lot of ways, mentally, physically. And we have a lot of way too many drivers that are not ready to see, act, and react to a certain situation. So it's putting your chances of being in a wreck a lot greater out on the highway. And then the number third one, as I've already mentioned, is alcohol. Well, that includes driving under the influence, which is not only alcohol, but illegal drugs and some over prescription drugs. This is getting serious, and it's getting deadly and dangerous, too. It accounts for about one-third of all of our traffic fatalities.
Wow.
So when you see a large percentage of a certain thing accounting for that, you've got to make reason in your own self that I shouldn't be mixing the two together.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, you may be putting your life in danger, and that's your choice, but whenever you're putting other people that you do not know at danger and risk, it's a sad situation, which, you know, we've got our kids out there driving at an early age, and you want to make sure they're safe and how the conditions are. So if you are under the influence, stay at home.
Yes.
The fourth one is the number one speeding, is the number one traffic ticket that we have. I don't know why it is, and I've tried to research in my own ways to think how many people get a speeding ticket because they actually know they're breaking the speed limit, or if they're mesmerized by other things they're thinking about and don't really realize they're going above the speed limit. You know, that's kind of more forgivable than the ones that's breaking it knowing they are, but
it's still just as dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Speeding is the number one traffic violation. And I love Cullman, and I love it dearly and wouldn't ever move anymore from Cullman. But we have too many speeding tickets in Cullman. One reason I think I am an authority on this is that there's a lot of days at my private driving school I might ride, not drive, but ride 6 hours in the city limits of Cullman, and having a driving school, we're definitely going to follow the speed limit. And so I recognize how many people are breaking the speed limit. And all that does is making it more dangerous for yourself and everyone else out there.
Well, we're going to go ahead, Ed, and we're going to slide right into a break and come back, and we're going to finish that list. You're listening to Path Changes Habits of Health Talk.
I honestly thought he said he had several J's in his traffic school. I was getting nervous.
Yeah.
It's
been
a while.
I think he said he needs to have a J in traffic school.
I'm good for now.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Live 95, Cullman's own independent radio station.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it.
You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
You wouldn't think about it. And it, actually, I was telling some friends that I had learned that in class. All right. Hey.
Live radio. Gotta love it.
Welcome back. Ed and I are just having our own little traffic school conversation in here. But
how much were you fined for being late?
Oh, my goodness.
You didn't speed to get to the microphone, did you?
Woo.
Okay.
Don't ticket me, Jay. All right, so we're back here with Ed, and we were going through his top six reasons for crashes, and so we were at number four is speeding, and also that's the highest ticket. That's the biggest seller when it comes to tickets. So what's number five?
And that's only about one-fifth of or one-tenth of the number of violations out there. Now, the number five is aggressive driving. We just have some people by nature more aggressive, and they actually cannot stand being behind another car. So they're going to try to be more aggressive in it, but it affects your emotions too, and you're more likely to make the wrong kind of decision or, you know, movement out on the highway.
Now, is that just a politically correct way of saying road rage?
Well, it's at the borderline of road rage. You know, if you take another step, you're going to be over classified as, you know, road rage. But I see the expression on a lot of people nowadays showing they're enraged. So.
Yes.
And the last one is weather. Not adjusting your driving due to the weather conditions. And as I tell my classes, we don't deal in the icy snowy conditions around where we live, but that's why no one needs to be on the road, but the rainy, weathery conditions should adjust how you're driving, because it is making your likelihood of being in an accident a lot greater too. So those are the six causes of most car wrecks.
So one of the other, there was so much interesting. I just think everyone should go take your class because I found it fascinating. So in where we live, the areas that are more accident prone, where I would have completely guessed it would have been city. But can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, part of what you just mentioned is that the vast majority of car wrecks happen in the urban areas. Now, I know the city of Cullman is not actually classified as urban, but our traffic, the amount of traffic we have is getting close to it. But the more vehicles you have out on the road, the more accidents you're going to have, mm-hmm. Which is common sense. But the scary part is that about 68% of all the fatal car wrecks, which is a large majority of the wrecks that happen, are in the rural areas. And it makes you kind of think, well, why would there be more fatal wrecks? Generally, it's because you have more open stretches of road. You can get your speed up at a higher level, and it puts you at risk of losing control of the car. And I'll just add this. The vast majority of the fatal wrecks are not involved with two vehicles. It's a single vehicle, and actually it's not hitting another car, so it's losing control of the car leaving the road. You know, in that situation is the number one type fatal car wreck. Who is in control of putting yourself in a better situation? The driver of the car. Mm-hmm. Adjusting the speed you're driving on the road. And we have, I'm going to bring this up just as a trivial suggestion, is Cullman County. I love Cullman County. And for about 45 years, we held the distinction in Alabama of having more miles of paved road. We have about 1,950 miles of paved road. And the reason is that we had a governor from Cullman County in the late 1950s, and he took care of his home county, got roads built, which is a blessing in one sense, but it's a curse in another sense for the maintenance of them. So forgive the road department because they probably do not have the money to keep them in great shape.
I know that when I moved here and I had gone to go and get my driver's license and I was at the courthouse, there was a woman taking a call and she's sitting there and she's saying, "No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. We do not have pothole ahead signs."
Well, that would be a good one, but, you know, we'd have a lot of signs out there.
Yeah, so. We'd have a whole lot of them.
Yeah.
Well, so we just need to have you back because there's so many things to talk about. One of the things that fascinated me, too, were that it's statistic-wise, it's pinpointed what days of the week are the highest rated for accidents and which days have the most fatalities and which day. I mean, it was really, that was a huge awakening for me to see all of that it's just right there in black and white. So tell us a little bit about Saturday.
Yeah,
and
we all know that Friday is the busiest day out on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
And the more vehicles you have on the road, the greater the chances to being in an accident. So Friday is actually the worst day of the week to drive. And then we look back at it, and it's Thursday. I guess, you know, we're getting close to the weekend, and people are more likely to stay on the road. But those two are the most likely days to be in a car wreck. Now, all of us would look at the situation, if you'd use a little reason, you'd say the least likely day to be in a wreck would be Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You just have fewer vehicles. You don't have the commercial industry on the road, and you have fewer people on the road. Saturday actually is the second least likely day to be in a car wreck. And that's two, is you don't have the commercial vehicles, and you got more people out, you know, not involved in movement. But now the scary part is this, Brandy, or Sandy, is that we look at that situation, but then we turn it around, and the worst day of the week to be in a fatal car wreck actually is Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday is the worst day of the week for fatal car wrecks, even though it's the second least likely day of the week to be in a wreck. It is the most deadly day of the week.
Yeah.
And I think everybody realizes, when you look at the situation, the chances of meeting a vehicle on the road that is under the influence of drugs or alcohol is about 3 to 4 times higher chance of risk. And the scary part is the second one is Sunday. Sunday is the second most deadly day of the week, and everybody using reason would say, how could that be? Well, you have to look at the clock and realize that 12:01 midnight Saturday night becomes Sunday morning on the official papers. So, actually between 12 midnight Saturday and 2 a.m. Sunday morning, the most deadly 2-hour period they are. So, you know, if you are, thinking to have a party tonight, make sure you stay where you put, or have somebody that is clear-minded to drive you home.
Yeah. So would that be, other than like getting in the vehicle and buckling up, definitely, you know, if we were going to talk about just some healthy habits just for a few seconds here.
I think what it is that a lot of people want to use the excuse of, I can't stand to being restrained. Well, the other side of being restrained is, if you're in a terrible accident, they're probably not going to find you in the seat. You're going to be outside the vehicle or partially outside the vehicle. So I think that I'm going to allow the vehicle to hold me in the car seat. Your chances are extremely higher that you can survive a really bad accident.
Yeah, so buckle up, drive mindful, don't be distracted, be as mindful as you can be, don't speed like I did. Well, or if you do, go to Ed's class. Because
if you don't mind, let me bring up these 4 basic principles. Okay.
Well, we just need to have you back.
Okay. We'll do it.
You can go ahead. Yeah, I want to hear them. So.
Okay. Well, Jay wants to hear them, so let's do it.
I'm in charge.
What's your 4
it's
basic,
good.
What's your 4 principles? We're ready. Ed wants to,
he's on the spot now.
Jay wants to hear them. He wants to hear the 4 principles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This, if you will apply these 4 basic principles, you can put your chances at 0 chances of being in a terrible car wreck. And what you have to look at first is, number 1, you take care of your car. Keep it like a baby and take care of it. Do whatever you have to do to keep your vehicle in the top shape possible. Number 2 is follow the traffic laws. If the sign says 30, do 30 or less. Just don't go above it. You're going to promote yourself. The more you break it, it might just be barely, but you're going to promote yourself to be more likely to make break the law where it could affect you. Number 3 is, when you're driving, don't be distracted. You know, tell everybody you love them, but you're not going to look at them when you're talking to them. You're not going to eat and drink, or you're not going to use your cell phone. That is going to be, you're totally focused on driving. And the last one is, don't drive under the influence. That's drugs or alcohol. If you do those 4 basic principles, you've got 0 chance of being in a terrible car wreck. Thank y'all.
And I'm going to add 1 more. Number 5, don't run that red light.
Yeah.
Amen.
Don't read the red light. So if you are interested, Ed also does have a driving school, and you can always check out my Facebook page, and we can get you that information. But I really thank you for being here, and we just need to have you back. It's such great information, and thank you for helping me.
Appreciate you coming in, Ed.
Yeah.
Well, I like promoting this, but you guys are nice. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. All right. Thanks for
tuning in. Tell everybody about us, but not while you're driving, right?
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk. Stay tuned, because Big D and the crew is up next.
We don't have a waiting room large enough for all of them.
No, he's bringing them all in. All right, you guys, thanks so much. Have a great week. Stay healthy, okay? Bye.
About it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.